on the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Thanks for joining us this morning on WKOK Sunrise. I'm Chad Hershberger filling in for Mark Lawrence on this Monday morning, kicking off a new month. It's June 1st, and we have some guests with us this morning, and we would like to welcome onto the air Kara Seescholtz. She's the Chief Advancement Officer for the Susquehanna Community, Central Susquehanna Community Foundation, and also Christine Orlando. She's the Senior Program Officer. They're joining us on the newsline. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Chad?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
Very good. Thank you.
Good. So we're here to talk about some relief from COVID-19 in the sense of disaster relief and financial hardships that organizations in the our counties are experiencing. First of all, tell us about the Disaster Relief Fund that was set up by the Central Susquehanna Community Foundation. You've had some distribution of some of the grant funding so far, and you're going to have some more. We'll talk about that. But first, let's talk about why the fund was set up and what's been going on so far.
Sure. So the Disaster Relief Fund was actually set up years ago, and it's a fund that our community foundation has, so we can respond to needs like this when disasters hit our area. So our Disaster Relief Fund is there to help our regional service area, which is 5.5 counties. And when we need to, it allows us to work with our nonprofits across our region and offer them grants for them to continue serving people in our communities the way they always do. But through this fund, it's obviously, you know, in response to disaster, and this time it's because of the current pandemic that's going on. What's really great about our Disaster Relief Fund is it's an opportunity for anyone in the community to come together if they are in a position where they can give and they're looking for a way to help support people. Our Disaster Relief Fund is definitely a way to do it. We've had donations of all sizes, you know, from $10 and up. So it's definitely a way for anyone to give and feel that they're coming together to help people out right now.
And you mentioned that it was for certain counties. You serve Columbia, Montour, Northumberland, Snyder, Union, and Lower Luzerne. If I was somebody in that area that felt that I wanted to contribute to that, is that a possibility to add to the Disaster Relief Fund?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, and Christine's going to talk a little bit more about the grant round just announced. But what we're really hoping to do, because we know the need is just so great, especially from what we saw during our first grant round, we're really hoping that people that can will donate and by June 15th. So any donations we receive to our Disaster Relief Fund by June 15th will allow us to do even more during this next grant round.
And tell us a little bit about that first grant round, how much money you distributed, some of the worthy causes that got some of that funding.
Hi, Chad. This is Christine. In our first grant round, we held that in April, and we saw, as Kara said, a very large number of requests, over 80 applications, and the requests for funding were nearly $600,000. We were able at that time to give out over $200,000 to 31 different organizations. And that grant round, like I said, was held back in April as our immediate urgent response right away. And then we have waited a few weeks now. We know organizations, many have been able to reopen or are starting to reopen or planning. And hoping that this grant round will help hit some of the next level of needs for these organizations and also fund some of those that maybe we weren't able to reach through the first grant round. So still a lot of unmet need out there and very important services that these nonprofits are providing to our region.
And what kind of funding pool do you have? How much money do you have to give away? How much can an organization apply for?
So we're accepting applications ranging anywhere from $500 to $10,000. The money given out will be nearly what it was in the first grant round, anyone can apply, any nonprofit can apply. Obviously, there are different sizes of what their needs are depending on what they're doing. So we are accepting applications up to $10,000.
And if I want to get more information on the specifics and how to apply, where might I go?
Yes, so our website is csgiving.org, like Central Susquehanna Giving.org, and that is where, starting today, the applications are available, and they will be available. Organizations can apply until June 16th, and they can also interested donors can also see all the information to donate on our website.
Do you have a sense of some of the needs that you were able to fund in the first round of granting money through the fund, some of the specific needs, things that organizations got and used the money for in the first round?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked me that question. We had, like I said, that first grant round was to support urgent needs. So we had a lot of funding go out for making sure our food pantries were stocked, meal delivery services were available, especially to those that needed. And other funding examples were included things like keeping our emergency shelters open, delivery services for our senior populations, and many different urgent immediate requests such as that.
And any funding go to help first responders, maybe for PPEs or things like that?
Yes, we also are seeing a lot of that. We did have some funding go to that. That's a great point. And just to give you an idea of some of the services that these nonprofits provide, we have, you know, the organizations are serving our most vulnerable populations in the community. And a lot of the services they provide include access to things like healthcare, clothing, mental health counseling, job training, drug and alcohol intervention. These are services that the organizations are normally providing, but now the need is greater and the organizations have been hit with difficult environment of the pandemic, such as, you know, most of us have.
You know, it seems like in times like these, even though we may feel like our resources are limited, folks are out there, a lot of unemployment right now in not only our region, but in the country. It seems to me, though, like there is still a giving spirit. When people see needs, they want to give and they want to be part of it, either through financial giving or through volunteerism or things such as that. Have you seen that during these last few months with the foundation?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, that's one of the positives during a time like this, when you see people, and so many are affected during really this pandemic compared to some others that we've seen. It's just more across the board. And we've had some really, you know, good conversations with people, donors who call and want to give, and they just want to hear a little bit more about how we're helping out and what we're doing. The other great thing with our community foundation is we have a lot of current fund holders who have donor advised funds and other types of funds, and a lot of the resources available through these grant rounds are because they are giving from their endowment funds already established with us. So people are figuring out ways to give, and, you know, certainly we just want to be there for anybody that can as a way to, you know, support others right now.
I think for me what has been most striking about the pandemic is that, yes, we have a disaster, but usually when we have a disaster, it affects a small number of people in
right.
a certain area. This is affecting everybody across the board. And secondly, usually a disaster strikes, it happens for a short amount of time, and then we start recovery and redevelopment, where this one has been prolonged. How do you see, as we move forward and this continues to take its toll on us for a longer stretch of time, how do you see the foundation being part of that in the long-term efforts of our recovery?
Well, I think seeing that and kind of knowing that was what was ahead early on, that was one of the reasons we went out right away with a grant round to meet people's needs right away. And now the second grant round, we're looking at sort of longer-term effects
And as we see the applications come in, and Christine works with our regional advisory committee, and this committee that's going to be looking at these is made up of leaders across the regions who are really on the forefront of helping people out. So I think when these applications come in and we see what the needs are and what they're projecting, that's going to give us a better idea, too, of what we need to do to look ahead. And we're just going to keep continuing to work with our nonprofits as we always do and have an understanding of what their needs are and where we can continue to partner with them and continue to increase the fund as we can, because, like you said, I mean, so many people are just impacted by this. So we're doing everything we can and don't really plan to stop after this. So.
Excellent. As we wrap up, I'll give you each a final turn at the microphone and give us some parting comments. We'll start with Christine.
I just thought it was a great thing that Kara said, you know, thinking of our nonprofits that might be interested in applying right now. Hopefully we will be able to fund, of course, as many as possible, but it's also great for us to hear from the nonprofits about what their needs are, current and future. So we want to keep that connection, and any nonprofits that are thinking of applying, we just appreciate the time that that takes and look forward to working with them.
And Kara.
Yeah, I would just encourage anyone who's interested in learning more about what we just talked about and the opportunity to give, or if you're a nonprofit and you want to see what grants we've already awarded and more detail about that, our website, csgiving.org, we are continuing to update that as well as other forms of social media, but there's a lot of information on our website to learn more and also to donate, again, of any size to the Disaster Relief Fund. So csgiving.org, and call us anytime if you want to talk through what we're doing, and our contact information is there as well, and we are open to any conversation about that.
Very good. We thank Kara C. Schultz and Christine Orlando for being with us. They're from the Central Susquehanna Community Foundation. Again, the website to get information, csgiving.org, also where you will find the grant application if you're part of a nonprofit in the areas that we talked about in Snyder, Union, Northumberland, Montour, Columbia, and Lower Luzerne counties. Check that out if you're interested. Thank you, ladies, for being on this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We will be back. We will be back here on Sunrise, and we will have a check on more business news coming up next.